Con Show with Hannah DeBlancis right here on 720 WGN. All right, we got a lot going on here on a Friday afternoon. Richard Roper is in the studio. CeCe Sunshine in the studio. The drinks have been flowing. Served by a man who in the Civil War would have been known as an anesthesiologist, but now he's a bartender.
So true.
Frankie O from Harry Carey's.
Best bartender in the city.
That's true.
Don't take the leg until Frankie O gets here. Those are the kinds of things they would have said.
And then Grant would come down there, the wealthiest man in all the land, with his three-piece suit and his pocket watch.
Exactly.
I'm here to buy you $20 for all your land. Each one of you get $20. One-time offer.
Hey, did I mention that we're going to put that leg up in the sports museum at the Harry Carey's?
Yeah, that's it would have been like that.
He's a marketing genius.
Yes, they're all geniuses. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are.
It's
so
weird. No matter where you go, you're within. It's like a Starbucks. You're like, wait a minute. So I was at the Water Tower place today, and I said, oh, I could go up to that Terry Carey's in the Sports Museum, the Hall of Fame there on the 7th floor.
Thank you very much.
And you're very well. I know. Should I just give you $5?
Yeah, you should.
The first thing I saw as I walked in the picture of Rokon.
Yeah.
Richard Roper and Burt Reynolds on the wall. The first thing
the full
I saw.
Trilogy.
Fantastic.
That is true. We did. We were at the Harry Carey's on Navy Pier, too.
Boy.
Speaking of that, this bell is so
hot.
The
bell is had a rough day.
We did a show there, and Burt Reynolds was our guest.
Was he promoting something?
He was promoting, I think, liver transplants at the time, and he was begging for one. And he was with us, and it was, oh, my God, we had I just couldn't believe it. The whole show was just me staring at him going, Burt Reynolds is here.
It's amazing.
And that's Burt Reynolds.
No big deal.
Richard showed me the picture of him. Yeah, he was a very handsome man.
Yeah,
he hit on everybody, including us, I think. And you know, he was
true.
How you doing? You
know? Yeah.
Burt Reynolds, how you doing?
Well, Frankie,
did he really do that? Was he one of those celebrities?
More in the charming, like he knows that women kind of expect that more.
Sure.
Like, no, not in a smarmy way.
Okay.
More like in a charming movie legend way.
It's
yeah.
me.
No, he was very cool.
Mm. Yes, he was very cool. A little drunk and very cool.
He enjoyed the
And we had Norm MacDonald call and do Burt Reynolds to Burt Reynolds.
Right.
I forgot about that, yeah.
And I
did so well.
As I recall, the only problem that we had with that was that Burt Reynolds was, again, he had a few cocktails. It was lunch.
He was having a good time.
Yeah, and he got confused as to who it was.
Yeah.
Is that me? Was that me? I want to tell you. Bob Hope, not Burt Reynolds. Well, you know what I mean. Anyway. That was, back in the day. Okay. But in today's world, as Kevin and Violetta know, who were out at Wrigley Field last night, hoping there was going to be a gigantic celebration, they were only about 18 hours late.
Oh, wow.
I still partied.
Early. You still partied, right?
It was okay.
Yeah.
Well, when I met up with Violetta after, because she started interviewing me, and I said, have you been drinking? And
she started interviewing you on the show?
Interviewing me. And it's just
there's a couple videos on.
She wasn't even drinking. She just feeds off the energy of the crowd, and it wasn't even that crazy of a crowd. Yeah, she put a video up on the website, wgenerator.com.
Did you videotape the attempt to get into Wrigley Field and then get into the party room?
I did, but then I had some technical problems.
Classic technical failures.
Thumb in front of the camera lens.
I tripped and fell.
Was there no
film? She was still
in
the selfie position on the phone.
Oop, I forgot the film.
Ran out of memory.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, that'll get you.
Did you, so you guys didn't make it, but our own Sammy Lemmy Ding Dong was able to make it today. He was out there.
He's teasing us on social media.
Really? That's not fair.
Yeah, it looks like he's
it's
working hard in that social media picture.
And now, if you go to our Twitter accounts, you can see it. He's sitting there now on the first row, I guess the third base line, feet up on the wall there, just waiting to do the interview. Yep, I'm cool. I was in the locker room already. Yep.
Right.
I smell like champagne.
Polka dot socks.
Yep.
I always smell like champagne.
Is that about right, Sammy Lemmy Ding Dong?
Well, you learn a lot of things when you're on hold because Kevin and Violetta did text me to go drink after the game, so I'm going to investigate that report. But, this is like deja vu. This is 2 years in a row. I was here last year when they popped champagne on the field against Pirates. They actually lost that game, but still partied afterwards. This one, they scored two in the ninth and then win it in extras 5-4. The scene has sort of been pushed into private headquarters now. They're partying now in their own clubhouse. Media has been pushed away. There are no fans left, and I'm looking at an empty baseball field. But the images that are still up on all the LED boards and the two huge video boards, the Cubs logo, and it says 2016 NL Central Division Champs. So that's where we stand
beautiful
on Friday afternoon.
Gotta love that.
Sam, you said Travis Wood was the leader in the clubhouse in alcohol consumption. Does that still stand?
Jeez.
Well, they started stammering back into the clubhouse. I think, you know, the team brass started realizing that, hey, I don't think we want to do anything stupid on camera or on a microphone. Yeah. So let's push all these guys, because they've been literally chugging booze for like an hour, you know? So I would imagine that, you know, the count is high for a lot of these players, but they're having fun. It's been a long season, and Joe Maddon called it this morning the first of hopefully many steps in this 2016 campaign.
Take the Brewers and the over tomorrow. Yeah. It would be my guess.
Sam, Richard Roper, Chicago Sun-Times, Reuters news agency. A couple of questions for you, if I may. You're out on the field there. Could you reach down and grab a clump of division-clinching turf and put it in your pocket for me, please? And can we sell it on Craigslist?
They don't have any buntings out, Rich. If they had the buntings, you know, the red, white, and blue stuff, I would grab one of those and stuff it in my shorts. But, I mean, I can run on the field now and try and get some ivy. I'd probably get tackled. But for you, I'd do it.
If we're making requests, can Violeta Padromedic, traffic reporter for the Rokan Show, can I request a couple phone numbers? Guys are still there. Oh, geez, see what they're doing.
No.
Oh, that's just a flat no?
This is
your
chance.
You're going to go rip off ivy?
The player's all tipsy. This is a chance to grab the numbers.
Wow.
You know, just thinking about that image of him shoving the red, white, and blue banner down his pants, and I'm thinking that's the way my underwear looks every day, like that. You know what that's all about. Wow. It's like a medical test.
Violetta's like scribbling in her notebook like a fourth grader.
Violeta Bryant. Hey, Violeta Rizzo.
Which one sounds
the
best?
I do like the double Z.
You like the double Z? Like Violeta Rizzo?
Yeah.
Zzz. Yeah.
Sam, I noticed Kyle Schwarber's there. Did you have a chance to talk to him?
Didn't talk to him on the record. A lot of the stuff was off the record today because these guys, first of all, your equipment was, you know, in no man's land because people were trying to literally douse you with champagne. But I talked to Schwarber. He's still dangling the carrot that he wants to return, even though Theo Epstein has been adamant that he will not play, you know, a single pitch all season long. Mm. He's here. He's enjoying the ride. He travels on the road. He's a part of this team. He always will be. But he's just very excited. He doesn't have to wake up tomorrow morning early and play baseball. So he was enjoying himself, but it's hard not to fall for this group because they're so young, they're so talented, and then the veterans come in with the right mindset. It's a very great group. But at the top, you've got the Wizard and Joe Maddon, who actually ducked out. We saw him running as the media was waiting to get into the clubhouse. He darted around the corner and ran into his office, pretty much locked the door and said, I'm too young for this stuff.
Yeah, well, there's no shortage of alcohol in Joe Maddon's office, though. If you've ever stepped in there, there's bottles of wine and he's got liquor.
He's the Binney's spokesman.
Right, he's right.
I don't even know that he drinks. Does he drink?
Oh, he loves wine. He always has a glass of wine.
He drinks a glass of wine after every, before he talks to us, after every game, he has a glass of wine. There's no doubt about it.
Can you blame him?
I would love that. That sounds like my kind of guy right there.
Bro con of baseball.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I would have a glass of wine after every inning. That would be my thing, game pace. But that's a separate
issue. That might not work out well.
Yeah,
but,
no.
The Knarble inning? Is it a Knarble inning?
It's a Knarble inning. Exactly what it is. Hey, Schwarber, now this is kind of an interesting thing here, too, because there's a weather front we need to talk to Skilling about.
Hey, guys, nothing to worry about there. That's just some bad reception on the phone.
Where are you right now, Sammy? That sounds terrible.
I am. Well, there's helicopters hovering around Wrigley right now. I'm getting some blowback.
Okay.
Classic blowback.
That's great. That's exactly what you do when you're calling your parents, right? You're not the place you said you're supposed to be. Yeah no, there's a helicopter. It's blowback.
What? I'm near an airport.
Yeah, no, it's blowback.
He's already at the bars.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Sam flipped
turn that movie down.
Yeah.
Pretending to be a Wrigley. So outed.
He's been at home the whole time.
Yeah, there's
a sound effects in the background.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's a movie. Yeah, no, that's what that is.
Well, that Top Gun and surround sound is amazing.
I'm actually, you know, it's funny. I'm actually the only person sitting in the Wrigley Concourse right now. People keep asking me if I work here. I'm like, no, I'm just here for the, you know, for the sights. Everybody's gone. They pushed everybody out. The party has sort of spilled out into the streets. Clark Street is wild. I can see the crowd on the top of Murphy's bleachers. It should certainly be an all-night party if you're a fan of the Boys in Blue, and that's pretty fitting.
All right, get out there, Sammy. Get out there. I want you in the middle of the party reporting back at the end of the show.
All righty.
All right. And I see Sammy in plastic handcuffs by about 10:15 tonight.
Oh, those so are painful, true. I hear.
Yeah, right, exactly. Oh, you're officer, ooh, you're cutting off my circulation.
Way too tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
Sam, wait, no. What? Wait. Sports reporters matter. Ow! Ow! All right.